Hello and welcome to Experience Share. This is a Pokemon podcast starring me, Tangar.
Tangar.
I did my best.
Gengar?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did my best to go find whether or not I had used that before.
I don't think you have.
I haven't in that variation, at least, Tangar.
That's surprising. Still keeping it fresh.
And I'm joined, aka Tan Green Ring. I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts, Miss Magiosh.
Miss Magius? Miss Magius?
Magius? Yeah. A.K.A. Joshua Fjellsted.
Clever.
Two of the Heart Home City Gym Leader, Fantina. It's Pokemon this week.
That's right.
Did we have diverging paths this week? The IGN guide is a little confusing. I'm looking at it now. I try my best not to look at the guide while I'm playing, and then when I go back and look at the guide, I'm like, oh shit, I missed a whole section.
Yeah, that's what's been happening to me too, because not all of the paths are linear in this game. Obviously, because we previously missed Salacion Ruins, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and this seemed to indicate that we had diverging paths for the gym leader, but I also had Fantina.
Fantina.
Didn't I? Yeah.
The ghost type. She's dressed like a Drifblim.
Yeah, she's a freak. Yeah, we both had her.
Yeah, I don't know why. What, you know, I think people just like... Honestly, if I were playing this game for myself and got to this point, this is probably where I would stop playing too.
Yeah, people are just making it up.
This is probably where I'd like run out of steam. So everyone's just like, I don't know. Go look at the old walkthroughs for the rest of it.
Yeah.
You'll figure it out. There was a lot of backtracking and very few new little babies on our teams this week, Joshua. Or I guess in your case, spells in your spell book. And in my case.
Oh, I got a new spell.
Nightmares made manifest.
I do have one new spell.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I caught a new spell. I mean, a new nightmare made manifest.
Did I? What was the new catchable root?
Let's refer to the root stock.
I didn't catch a new mon on 210 because we'd previously done it, even though we had to go back there and then remove these Psyduck.
211.
Oh, 211. I guess I did do that.
I caught a Graveler.
Forgot about 211. I caught a Chingling. Sort of... exotic.
Yeah, there just wasn't really anything else happening there. I couldn't find a Chingling. And I wasn't sure if the dupes claws counted for evolutions or not. I mean, I've never caught a Graveler. I have caught a Geodude.
Well, you know, rules court is closed, so...
I know. Yeah, and I made the call in the moment.
My own interpretation was that the line is out.
I'm not abiding by your version of dupes claws anyway. I'm playing fast and loose with dupes claws.
Yeah, that's as Shadow Josh's want to do.
Yeah, that's some bad guy shit for you.
Bad guy shit's back.
Where are we? We are leaving.
We're in Pastoria still. We just defeated the gym leader.
Yes.
And then we finally are able to fully engage with this Team Galactic grunt who was... loitering outside the Great Marsh for days.
Oh, yeah. They kept telling us, like, mind your business, right?
Yeah, like, oh, I'm not doing anything suspicious. Turns out he was.
Yeah. Do we fight them?
Eventually. So we have to chase the Galactic Grunt back through Route 213, yes. Which I guess is where we normally are supposed to do it, but we already did.
It's too bad rules court is closed, where we could like say definitively that the game does direct you to go the way I went last week.
That's
and then
correct.
Continue around this way because you do have to chase the Team Rocket guy around the Cape.
It appears that perhaps I skirted ahead a little bit, which is usually your thing.
Yeah, I know. No, it was just, you know what? This game, it lets you go your own way, you know?
There was nothing stopping me.
So yeah, but you're going back up, I guess, probably collecting all those berries you planted along the way. Yum, 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 yum.
That's right.
I'm the king of berries in this game. I'm sitting on
King Little Lad.
Fat stacks of berries.
King Little Lad who loves berries and cream.
Because you have to backtrack in this game so much. I'm just planting them everywhere. Whatever I have the least supply of, I'll plant. I'll come back and get it a couple days later.
I think I missed a couple until I put that together and I was like, oh, right, we're in like the backtracking zone now. So I've also been plucking them and then replanting.
Yeah.
Because it seems like
hot.
We're basically just going to be going back everywhere that we've already been.
Not going to use them, I don't think. Not into like Vita Blocks or whatever it's called in this stupid game.
The Poffins?
The game's fine. Sorry, the game's fine. I'm not meaning to complain.
I did a little bit of Poffin mixing. Because I did on the Super Contest.
We're not doing that this season.
I don't really want to. And it seems like you've still not even done a contest, it seems like.
I stepped foot into a contest hall because they forced me to and left as soon as the cutscene was over.
Yeah.
I have not stepped back inside one. And don't plan to unless you force my hand.
I mean, I threatened it a couple episodes ago, but...
Let me go look at my team real quick. Let me even see if I have the talent.
I think we could just drop the Super Contest.
I guess Luxray. You think I could make any movement with Luxray?
I mean, Luxray looks great.
I think Leafeon and Luxray.
And Leafeon's got that magical leaf. Feel like the audience might enjoy that.
Put a little of this in the vents before I go on.
Might help your chances.
Backstage.
Yeah. But I tried it again, and I tried Torterra this time because it had a proclivity for some berry that I think sour taste or something. Some berry that I had a bunch of, and I did some mixing with the, like,
so hard to track,
stirring back and forth with the joystick that was super obnoxious.
Is there someone who's interested in it? Like, we should have them on. Like, whoever's like into it, you know, like who's the king or queen or non-binary royalty of contests, Super Contests.
I would love to know if that person exists. Yeah, that's an open invite if you love Super Contests.
Yeah, you have to be like certified in some way, you know?
You have to be able to prove that master rank or whatever the best one is. Show us all your stats. I tried a few more times and I don't mind the rhythm game, but even maxing out whatever it was, toughness on Torterra, like I never made it to another rank, and I'm over it. I'm just gonna call it, as you say, and eject right out of there.
Can I have a quick aside?
Okay.
I want to do this week's In Memoriams.
Oh, wow. There's In Memoriams?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember when... I don't even know if the bug catchers know about this, but do you remember when we were going to play Tamagotchi or Digimon with Tony for the show?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think I've still got it.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, they're all dead, obviously.
I don't know why we didn't do it.
Well,
we're just being cranky, I think.
We were trying to do it as a April Fool's Day joke, and then we couldn't get it together to actually record before April Fool's Day, and then we forgot. And I also did not really enjoy that Digimon.
I gave the Tamagotchi, I think I got both, to Miles. And he, maybe the reason we didn't do it is because I got the wrong one. Because I have a Tamagotchi.
So I'm confused. Wasn't that like, it was like the Digimon Tamagotchi, I thought. It was the little plastic rectangle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the tiny grayscale screen.
Well, whatever. I gave Miles this Tamagotchi, and we've been raising it together. And this morning, it finally it moved on.
It croaked.
No, it moved on. I don't think they die anymore.
It ran away. It's beginning its own journey.
No, it said like, I'm leaving now. Yeah.
Wow, it's on its own path.
Yeah.
What was it? What did it look like? I had the dragon for a little bit,
girl.
And that was really cute.
Looked like a girl.
Oh wow.
With like
You just raised a girl together?
A little swoop in the front.
One of them was like a freaky...
Here, let me go look her up.
Sunglasses wearing emoticon, seemingly. With little arms and little legs. And that one I really hated.
Oh, here we go. I guess we're using a Tamagotchi Pix. And her name is Neliachi. Neliachi.
Oh,
I guess she's Italian.
Cohort of Papa Cultura.
Yeah. She's like, I have to go back to my homeland. Did you look her up?
I'm trying to. How'd you find her?
Here, I'll just send you the link. I don't know why I'm holding out on you here. Everyone look up Neliachi and just imagine that was the beautiful baby that my son and I raised together. Her name was Cuckoo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we definitely had different ones. So that was part of the problem. Neliachi.
Neliachi.
Kind of a cutie.
So she's, you know, she didn't say where she was going. She just said, it's time for me to leave. And I think I just want to take a moment of silence to honor her passing. All right.
There's the moment.
Thank you, everyone.
Rest in petals.
Joshua, welcome back. Thank you for that. You know, I know she wasn't ever on the show, but I feel like she was a part of the show, and the show really gave birth to Cuckoo the Neliachi.
Yeah, so. I had no idea that she was sort of an invisible hand guiding your actions this whole time.
Back on Route 213, only one new catchable route this week, Route 211. We already talked about it. Caught a Graveler and a Jingling.
Before we can even get out to Route 213, though, you wouldn't believe who slammed into me again. Guess who? It's Adam.
Trying to remember your guy's name.
Adam Split.
Adam Split, right.
He thuds into me again, and this time he claims he won't always plow into me every time we meet.
Wow.
I'm like, well, that's quite forward, first of all.
Yeah.
But then also, he's offering no evidence to back that up. Like, he has thudded into me every single time.
A little suspicious, honestly. It's like, is that like a PUA technique, you know? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what's...
Oh, I just keep stumbling into you.
What's the scheme here, Adam Split?
Yeah. Get out of here. I don't think he does that to me.
He doesn't?
I don't think so.
Well, I guess you're a shadow.
He avoids me. I actually haven't met a character called Adam Split, so he's completely avoided me.
What is yours? Bad Tanner?
Bad Tanner. Yeah.
That's their tether. I wish I could be untethered from this guy, because it's just like humiliating to go through battles with him.
Oh, he's really bad at battling.
He has a level 26 Starly. Like, it should have evolved once already.
Yeah.
Why would you be holding it back? Like, I have a Staraptor at this time.
He was a breeze. He's only got 4 Pokemon. I'm like...
Just a total hack.
Incredibly already over-out-leveled him at that point, you know? We're like, we're 10 levels over him.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
So, cakewalk, embarrassing. But it's like embarrassing for both of us, you know?
Absolutely.
And then it's like, are you getting off on it? I don't want to be a part of that.
Oh, I didn't sign up for that at all.
Get me out of here.
Nor the thudding.
Route 213. We've been here.
Chasing down this grunt.
Yeah. Well, Josh has been here, I should say. I went back. I've been here. It's the beach route that takes us out to...
Dr. Footstep. And then the...
Dr. Footstep. And then the little village.
Gated community, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With the burned out Seven Seas restaurant, at least in my case.
And then you're through. You can't go any further east because it's blocked off. There's a power outage. Classic.
The crumbling infrastructure of the corrupt Sinnoh.
Yeah. So we're just going to have to continue on and hope some kind of story element out of nowhere shows us a way forward.
Yeah.
And just as that happens, we are making our way across the Lake Valor lakefront.
Well, skirting it, because we can't get in there because of the scientists.
Cynthia's there and she's like, I've got a present for you. It's
Cynthia just shows up.
Like, whatever. I don't even remember what it was. Headache medicine. Like, it's just like, here's the thing that's going to help move those Psyducks out of the way.
Yeah. She's just got this special medicine, and it's not like she's that far away either, but she needs us to go and administer it. She can't.
Yeah.
Doesn't she give us something to deliver to her grandmother as well?
Oh, yeah.
That's why she wants us to go up there to Celestic Town.
Which is on the other side of Route 210, which is somewhere we've been before. We go up, we give the headache medicine to the ducks. Great.
Secret medicine.
They wander off. And then we're just sort of like descend into a bank of fog so opaque that there's no possible way to tell where you're going, what you're doing, who's in front of you, if whether or not you need to be on a bike. So you're just sort of like blindly hammering through this.
Wait, you didn't have defog?
No, I didn't have defog, and I didn't know about defog until I went and looked at the walkthrough.
How would you not get it? How would you? I felt like there was no way of avoiding it.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
What did you miss to not get that? I just, like, I can't even imagine how you don't get it.
Let's see. Brilliant Diamond Defog.
Oh, there's a green-haired NPC in the Great Marsh who gives it to you. So you, because you don't talk to everybody.
So.
You just didn't talk to this person.
Punished again.
Yeah. That sounds truly hellish.
It was such a nightmare. I like got through.
It's not like Flash. Like you can't see anything really at all without.
No, it was like opaque.
Defog.
I just kind of had to guess. And sometimes you could sort of see the rails that you could bike on. That was the one thing you could kind of make out as a landmark. And then, of course, like the alert bubbles of all the trainers on Route 210.
Wow, that is rough. Also, pointless. They didn't need to create this environmental effect, you know?
Yeah, no.
It's just to get another HM app on the PokeEtch.
My PokeEtch is like, do you want to delete photos? You have too many apps. And it's like, no, I want to delete apps. Stop putting analog watches on my PokeEtch.
Oh, you're already, spoiler alert on that one, the big hot new thing that we get. Analog watch.
Yeah.
But that's in Celestic Town.
Yeah, let's talk more about Route 210.
Just a lot of trainers. I didn't really have any trouble out here. I think the only notable thing for me was perhaps a provocative choice for Joshy's sweetie.
Oh, let's hear it.
Ace trainer Ernest's Motham.
It's so interesting to hear you say it.
Isn't it?
I thought it looked absolutely bizarre in this game. It didn't look anything like its original sprite. Like, I didn't recognize it. I was like, oh, they made a new Pokemon for this game?
I think that's part of the reason that I wanted to honor it. It's like a glow up award. I think it looks a lot better. You can actually like make out its features. And I think it's kind of got like a little cute face. And it's hard to even tell what's going on. So maybe it's confusing. Maybe I'm confused.
I'm trying to clear my palate and reapproach. I'm looking at the sprite sheet. I'm trying to reapproach it with sort of no bias here. I think it's good.
Yeah, right?
The shiny's really good too. I think they're both good. I like both the blue version and the orange version.
I do too. The shiny is even better.
Little legs.
Yeah, little legs.
Little legs sticking out.
A few wings.
Only four, so I guess it's not an insect. Well, it's a Pokemon. Of course it's not an insect.
No, it is bug flying, though.
Good pick. I had to reconsider it. I will reveal now. I guess I should reveal now that...
Just get ahead of something?
I don't have a you make me barf Pokemon of the week this week.
Wow.
Because I played the route. I cataloged every Pokemon I saw. Of course, I saw Pokemon that I've declared barfies before because we're on routes we've been on before.
Of course.
But at the end of the day, there was only one Pokemon that was even close, and it was going to be Motham. But when I reassess it, when I reapproach it with fresh eyes, not eyes that are desperate for a barfie.
Yeah.
I think what I have to say is I don't have a barfie this week, and I appreciate you bringing Motham forward as a sweetie.
Well, that's I yanked Motham back from the brim.
Yeah.
Could have been condemned to barf status, but instead the polar opposite and endorsed by Tanner as well. Sweetie.
Yeah. After another look, I think everyone go take another look. It's on Pulpipedia.
You know how to find it.
Where to next, Joshua?
Celestic,
what are we doing in Route 210? I hated it. Push through.
Yeah.
We made it. Celestic Town, finally. We hook up with the old woman.
Cynthia's grandmother. Mama, who's sort of the village elder guarding or rather she's trying to guard this ancient like cave painting. And we are introduced to the head of Team Galactic at this point.
Oh, yeah. Cyrus is here.
The looking decidedly unintimidating.
In chibi form?
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks ridiculous. Everyone looks ridiculous, of course. The old woman, you give her the charm, and she gives you dive.
Dive?
And do we know what's on the thing the mural that she's admiring?
Oh, I know what it is. It's those three lake guardians. The
Oh yeah, Uxie, they're really
whatever they are.
You know, I remember the other ones. Playing through. I remember going and like finding them, but I don't remember them being like. It was sort of like a post Elite Four like optional quest. I don't know why they're hammering it so hard.
I think to get all of them, it is. But if I recall correctly, I think we're a gym or two, a leg or two away from having to deal with one of them.
Okay, so there we know now about Uxie, Ixie, and Muxie.
Yeah, that's it. Those are them.
And then we've given away the old charm, and we've received Dive.
No, it's Surf. It's Surf. Yeah.
Sorry, Surf, not Dive, of course. We can go surfing, but no, we can't actually go surfing. We have to go beat the gym first. Where's the gym? Here?
No,
they don't even have fucking Pokemarts here.
Can't support that kind of infrastructure here.
If you need something, you have to go into someone's living room and ask them for it.
Yeah, they're still working on the like medieval, you know, barter system.
Yeah.
Which is why I guess we also get the Analog Watch app, as Tanner spoiled earlier.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The only technology that they have to offer us here in a Celestic town.
Yeah. So they're like, you're going to have to turn around and go back through the dense fog. Fuck you. So I did.
You know, you can fly now, can't you?
Push my way back through. We can't fly yet, can we?
I think so.
Oh, great. I should start using that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't never need it because I'm always hunting for those berries, you know?
Yeah, you've got more of like a Johnny Appleseed thing going on.
Yeah. I'm going up and down these routes on my bike. Keep your fly.
Tanner, you're going to have to start talking to some more of these freaks.
I don't like to. They're so icky. I talked, now that I guess I'll just start looking at the walkthrough. So I need to, you know what? No, I bet I can get through the rest of the game without flying. This is the hill I'm going to die on.
Okay.
I won't fly, Joshua. You can't make me.
I mean... Fine.
Should we head to Celestic Town or Hearth Home City, or should we take a break?
I think a little calm A and little calm B.
All right, let's take a break first.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joshua!
Tanner,
Welcome back to Hearth Home City. We've been here.
Yeah, and back. Super easy for me because I just flew there.
Yeah, I walked. Well, I rode my bike. But, you know, I feel better. I feel morally superior to you for that.
Crystal Ball's on that grind
made
set.
Made like the heart conscious decision.
She's got, yeah, all right. Well, you know, I'll support Shadow Josh in that endeavor if that's what's right for his...
Lowering his cholesterol.
Physical and mental health.
I think his mental health is beyond repair, but...
Yeah, I guess that's right. Crystal Ball's on that grind set, and she's got things to do. She just flies around.
Nothing to do in Hearth Home City except go to the gym. You've been here before. I mean, I guess you could go to the contest hall and do a few contests if you want.
I did.
I never would.
I shan't be doing it again, unless some bug catcher is able to convince us otherwise.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough uphill battle. We head to the gym. I think it's the... laziest gym since, well, I guess since we saw it last time.
Yeah, and arguably since they started making little mini games for the gyms.
No effort. I missed the puzzle on the first level because I just walked in. I didn't look at the sign. I just walked in the first door and the guy was like, what are you, dumb? Or are you just like looking to challenge everyone?
Right.
And I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's lazy in that the concept doesn't, I mean, I'm open to an argument here, but I cannot figure out what the concept has to do with a ghost type Pokemon.
Yeah, it's just, it's so low effort. It's just big blank rooms. There's a sign on every floor. There's you start by going up an elevator. There's a sign in front of you and three doors. I guess it's like It. That happens in It, right? Those kids get to the top level and there's like, I don't know.
Is that It?
I think so.
The riddles? I don't think that it's math, but it's math in this case.
It's not math riddles. No. It's like something.
And it's also
horrible.
Not riddles. It's also not riddles in this. It's just literally addition and subtraction questions. Like, what is 3 + 5 + 7? And then you choose the door with the right answer in it if you want to just advance. I, of course, while I did know the answers.
Yeah, right.
I did go through all of the doors to fight all of the trainers for that sweet, sweet EXP.
Yeah, right.
Quick, Tanner, what is 3 + 5 + 7?
Ooh.
Too slow.
Ah, it's timed?
Yeah, it's timed. It's 15.
I never looked at the signs. It wasn't until after a couple of people mocked me that I was like, oh, I get it. I'll just go through all the doors until I find the elevator. And if I find the elevator first, I'll go through the other doors before I continue on.
Yeah.
Because I've got a Bronzong to evolve, people.
You're finally going to get that Bronzong? Well, I guess we can...
Should we do it? We ascend the elevators. I also don't want to complain. I don't want to be this guy who complains about it.
Yeah, you're never that guy.
In terms of building layout, it doesn't make any sense. Maybe that's why it's spooky.
Yeah, how?
It's like, what is this, like 12 stories high? It looked like a normal gym from the outside.
And it also sort of looks like
underground somehow.
The elevators are like the floors incline, but at an angle, seemingly. Like it seems like it's laid out like a movie theater almost, where it's like, it's not just like
everyone has their own box.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like an IMAX theater. Yeah.
Very odd for Ghost Gym.
We make our way to the top and Fantina, who we've already met, is waiting there. She's dressed like a Drift Bloom, which is a choice.
Yeah, it wouldn't be my choice. It wouldn't be Crystal Ball's choice.
Who
even
would
though
be your choice?
Crystal Ball was looking forward to, you know, maybe learning a little bit about, you know, she should have some knowledge of the dark arts. You know, she doesn't need to use, nor does she want to use black magic, but like she should know about it.
Yeah.
And Fantina really, you know, was not inspiring.
Yeah. They show that like abstinence doesn't work, right? Like you can't deprive her of black magic.
Right.
Then when she finds it, she'll just go buck wild.
I mean, that might be what happens here. Yeah.
All right. Who we got?
It's level check. Mostly the spellbook remains unchanged. There are two developments. Should be three, but I guess for the next episode, we should finally get my Graveler up to a Golem. That would be nice, because Earthball is level 40 now.
Ooh. You should probably evolve that thing.
Yeah, that would be good. To figure out some sort of a... We'll take it offline, as they say, and figure out what a good deal is for you to do this evolution trade.
Do I have any? No, I don't think so.
No, because...
I don't all evolved.
Scyther's dearly departed.
Yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm, yep. Then we have Barkskin, Torterra, level 41. Featherfall, Staraptor, level 40.
Beauty.
Mindream, Mew, level 41. Mm-hmm. Who has Shadow Ball now. I believe we got that... In Celestic
Town.
You also
got Shadow Ball. No, I found it in the dense fog. I was bumbling around.
Okay, yeah. So you found that. I mean, that's the main thing that you need from that route. So, because Shadow Ball obviously was extremely useful in this upcoming battle. Then we have Flash Burst, who's now a Rapidash, level 40. Mm. Just evolved.
What a beaut.
And then I don't know that I'm pleased to announce, but the egg hatched. I did spend some time on Cycling
Ew.
Road prior to the gym.
Is it messy?
And it was messy, and it continues to be messy, because what was in that egg was not the legendary Gulpin, unfortunately.
It wasn't the Gulpin?
It is a Happiny.
Damn.
The pre-evolution of Chansey.
Chansey?
And it's Cure Wounds, and it's level 24.
Chansey? There's a final Chansey, right?
Blissey,
right. Ugh.
And they're all complex. It's like...
You're running it?
Happiny evolves when leveled up while holding an oval stone during the day, and then Bliss turns into Blissey when it's leveled up with high friendship.
Well, high friendship is not a fucking problem in this game, because now every single time, every single one of my Pokemon does any move, they're like, they want to be cheered on, or they like want to be appreciated for like missing a critical. It slows down the game so much when all of your Pokemon have max happiness.
Yeah, they're very demanding.
Yeah.
Commenting on everything. Always wanting pets. I don't want to pet this thing.
I just want to move on. We've got gyms to beat here. Should I talk about my team?
Yeah, let's hear about Shadow Josh.
Are you going to continue to run Happiny?
I don't... I'm predisposed to not. It looks like a lot of work to figure out. It's level 24 and it's got like 10 attack.
Sure, you can find something better.
I mean, its defense is insane and its HP, but...
Doesn't it get crazy HP as it gets bigger and bigger too?
Yeah, but I feel like I could probably do something better with that slot.
Yeah.
But for now, I guess I got it.
Shadow Josh has come from the Grand Underground to seek vengeance on Josh Fjellstad and...
That's me.
...does so with his army of living nightmares. The first of whom is Chickamauga. Whiscash. Whiscash.
Ooh, Whiscash.
Whiscash.
Interesting.
Level 32.
You've never used one of those before, right?
No.
But what do you think?
It's pretty fun. It does, two of its move slots are rest and snore.
Surprising.
Which is like, you know, only sometimes practical.
Yeah.
Especially in a fucking Nuzlocke. And then the other two are Surf and something else, some ground move.
Yeah.
So it sucks that his move pool is cut in half because of this thing that is actually very valuable sometimes. It saves his hide occasionally, popping into a rest and recovering all his HP.
Right.
And just doing a snore.
Useful in the Nuzlocke.
So I don't want to get rid of it, but it also cuts his move pool in half for fights outside of... You know,
when he actually like needs to rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else you got?
Pluto Infernape level 40.
Oh,
Bronze disease has evolved into Bronzong.
Oh, congrats on that too. Bronzong.
Yeah. Level 35. Hyenas, Luxray level 40. Umbrae, Leafeon level 42. Chandrasekhar, Jirachi level 38. She barely evolved at all because I didn't need to be leveling two steel types at once.
And I was
already going with Bronzong.
True. Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe Jirachi's starting to take a little bit of a back seat on the team.
Just don't let it die.
Replaced by a big dumbbell.
That's funny. That's the route you would choose rather than just doubling down on Jirachi.
Makes me wonder if I even care about Jirachi. Or Jirachi's well-being.
I don't like this line of thought. You keep that fucking thing alive. I swear to Arceus.
I was leveling Bronzong and Whiscash, so I just didn't have it out very much. And it just wasn't very useful.
I would have thought it'd be useful with Fantina, but I guess you focused on Bronzong.
Bronzong I used a lot. Mostly with Fantina, I brought in Luxray and just bit them.
Oh, sure.
That did the trick most of the time.
She's got a Drifblim, Gengar, Miss Magius, 32, 34, and 36. So Miss Magius gets up there with the levels, but mostly, you know, they were still eclipsed. And yeah, I had a lot of options. My Torterra has Crunch now.
Yep.
I got Shadow Ball and Psychic on Mew.
Oh, I also trained Shadow Ball to somebody. I don't remember who.
So,
but I don't think I even ended up using it. Maybe it was Jirachi. I don't remember.
Plenty options.
But I never used it. It was just bit my way through it.
Chomping up some ghosts.
It was an easy one. Easy GG this week. Where are we headed next week, Joshua?
Yeah, but Fantina's nothing to write Hearth Home about, huh? Right.
Pretty good.
Write Hearth Home about.
The Mine Badge in Canalave City. I would suggest
that we also maybe throw in the Fuego Ironworks and potentially Iron Islands as well, because this upcoming leg looks pretty short and we can surf now.
Leader Byron, and yes, let's do what Joshua just said. Say it again.
Fuego Ironworks and perhaps Iron Island too. I think we could probably fit that in.
Let's do it.
Off the coast of Canalave.
That's next week. This week, we took on Fantina. We beat him. My name has been... We're done, right? You got anything else you want to cover?
No, our kill counts remain steady. Nobody died this week.
And no barfs. Beautiful week. Efficient week.
Clean.
Thank you, Pokemon. Week.
We needed the respite.
This has been Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast. My name has been Tangar, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Miss Magiash.
Miss Magiash.
Please do rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and follow the show whether you follow podcasts. And do please follow us at EXP Share Pod on... I'm trying to think of how the media, how journalists say it now. X.com, comma, the site formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah, that's it.
And Instagram.
Instagram.
Just normal Instagram.
The classic.
Yeah.
And another classic, you can also check out the subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, to play along with the rest of our fans.
Yeah, please.
And share some memes and maybe some thoughtful critique.
Constructive.
Constructive only.
Yes, please.
You can also buy some merch at expsharepod.com.
And it's great merch. And the holidays are right around the corner. And some of it would honestly make a really good Halloween costume if you're sort of thinking outside of the box. So
I'm sure you could throw something together. We'd appreciate it.
That's it for us. To Joshua and to the bug catchers, I say chip chip cheerio. Goodbye, Alola.
Smell you later.